Today we're celebrating the disappearance of Haridas Thakur. So we'll read from Chaitanya Charitamrita. In which Lord Chaitanya personally performs the funeral ceremony for Haridas Thakur and dances with his body. Dead bodies, they're very contaminated. The body of a great soul like Haridas Thakur, what Chaitanya danced with. Haridas Thakur, he's the Namacharya, the Acharya of the Holy Name. He demonstrates by his activities and his preaching the potency of chanting Hare Krishna. By Krishna's arrangement, Haridas Thakur appeared in a low family of Mohammedan family. That is Krishna's arrangement to show that no matter what your birth, according to your spiritual qualification, is that which is the important thing, not your birth. So even the exalted Acharya, grand patriarch, preceptor of the Holy Name, appeared in a lowly Mohammedan family. That means meat-eating family. So in this way, Krishna arranged to completely defy the caste system of India in which you're classified according to your birth. Whenever you read some book about India and Indian history, they always talk about the caste system. Actually, the so-called caste system has nothing to do with Varnashram Dharma, that which the scriptures talk about. Varnashram Dharma means classification according to quality and your activity. That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Guna Karma Vibhagasha. Chatur Varna Mayastham Guna Karma Vibhagasha. According to the living entity's qualities and the activities that they demonstrate, they're classified, not by birth. Birth can give you some indication. Just like Harish, he's a computer expert. So if he goes on like that in his life, and when he marries, he has a son. So you could say the son has a good chance to be interested in computers and develop some proficiency because the father is like that. But it's not guaranteed. The son may say, "Father, these computers are all nonsense. They're destroying the simplicity of life. I just want to be a brahmachari studying the shastra." You don't know. Someone who's born in the family of a lawyer has a good chance to be a lawyer, but it's not guaranteed. Just like our friend Dr. Gupta, he's coming from 3 or 4 generations of Ayurveda. So that gives him a good chance that his father, grandfather, so on and so forth, they are Ayurvedic doctors. That gives him a good chance to be one, but it doesn't guarantee it. There has to be qualification, and you have to demonstrate in your activities certain qualities. You have to behave in the right way. Like sometimes in India, you'll be getting on a motor rickshaw, these carriers by one person, motorized bicycles. And the driver, he'll be very dirty, yet he'll reach under his shirt and pull out his Brahmin thread to show you, "Yeah, I am Brahmin." Now, where are your activities that show you are Brahmin or spiritual intellectual? Simply wearing a thread doesn't help. You must evidence the qualities and activities. Guna means qualities, karma means activities. What are the 6 activities of a Brahmin? Patan patan, yajan yajan, dana pratigraha. To study the Vedic literatures, to teach others the Vedic literatures, to worship the deity, to teach others to worship the deity, and to give and receive charity amongst appropriate persons. That those are the six duties, activities of a Brahmana. And a Brahmana is equipped with qualities as described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Shamodamastapashocham shanti arjubamevacham. Jnanam vijnanamastikyam brahma karma sabhavacham. Control the mind, control the senses. Austerity, cleanliness, tolerance, honesty. Equipped with theoretical and realized knowledge. So that is, Brahman is not simply by birth. So Haridas Thakur, he is the exalted preceptor of the holy name in Chaitanya Lila, Chaitanya's pastimes, yet he has appeared in the family of Mohammedans. Haridas Thakur is sometimes referred to as Lord Brahma, appearing in Chaitanya's pastimes as Haridas. So sometimes Haridas Thakur is called Brahma Haridas, and sometimes he's called Prahlad Maharaj. So, this is the way of Chaitanya Lila. So many personalities appear in various roles in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes to give service to the Lord. So we will read from chapter 11 of the Anchalila. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are divided into three parts. Before he took sannyas when he was 24, his pastimes in Navadvip with his mother Sachi, father Jagannath Mishra, as a teacher. Then, after that, after the Adilila comes the Majalila, and Lord Chaitanya traveled throughout India teaching the Yuga Dharma, the process of self-realization for the age. And in the Anchalila, the final years, the final 12 years, in which he spent at Jagannath Puri, absorbed in meditation on Krishna. In the mood of Radharani, Lord Chaitanya would be absorbed in Krishna. So this is chapter 11 of the Anchalila. Do you have Chaitanya Charitamrita?
No, not yet.
Yes. It's very nectarian. If you ever go back to Bangalore, then you'll be special in the city. You actually know something about Lord Chaitanya. Rather than simply ritualistic acceptance. Which is better than nothing, but still, we should have knowledge if it's available. So we'll champion vocation to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya
Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda.
Haridas Thakur. The summary of the chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya as follows. In this chapter, Brahma Haridas Thakur gave up his body with the consent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord himself personally performed the funeral ceremony and carried the body to the sea. He personally entombed the body, covered it with sand, and erected a platform on the site. After taking bath in the sea, he personally begged prasad of Jagannath from shopkeepers and distributed prasad to the assembled devotees.
Swami Haridasam Tam Chaitanyam Tam Chatap Prabhum Samstitam Apiyan Murtim Sanke Kritva Minartaya.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the chapters begin with a Sanskrit verse, which is like the invocation of the chapter, giving you some insight into the main impact of the chapter. The rest of the verses are in Bengali, yet there's an ample sprinkling of Sanskrit verses from other shastras. The author, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadasa Kaviraj Goswami, quotes from many Vedic literatures, so you'll find many Sanskrit quotations. But the body of the book is Bengali. But he starts off always offering obeisances to various aspects of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. He reveals what the main impact of the chapter will be in the first verse. So, you're hearing that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. Let me explain the significance of that. Dead bodies are inauspicious, what to speak of. Even the living bodies of persons born in families of meat eaters. Yet Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Pure, is dancing with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. And then often in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll find various glorifications of Lord Chaitanya and his associates. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Dayamoy, Jai Dvaita Chaitanya, Jai Dvaita Priya, Nityananda Priya Joy. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Swarup Damodar. These are all glorifications of Lord Chaitanya, who's the master and life and soul of all these devotees. You see, Krishna is never alone. He's always surrounded by his perfect devotees. There's no such thing as pleasure alone. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kashi Mishra. He is the Lord of the life of Jagannanda and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you, kindly bestow devotional service upon me. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, and Gopal Bhatt Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They are all my masters. I am writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. Remember, you're hearing events that are only about 400, a little more than 400 years ago, 450, 500 years ago. Sometimes people say, oh, if I could only have been born at a time when the Lord or his confidential associates appear. Well, you're basically in the same time as Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya has a purpose for you all, if you'll accept it, to help him spread love of Godhead. So that all living entities will float and drown in the ocean of love of God. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar, Goswami, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Lord Chaitanya's nighttime pastimes are confidential. His daytime activities of congregational chanting in the public, that is, for a general discussion, that is intimate. Nighttime moods of separation from Krishna, those are confidential. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way at Nilachala, Jagannath Puri. You ever been there? Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Day after day, the symptoms increased, and at night, they increased even more. All these symptoms, such as transcendental anxiety, agitation, and talking like a madman, were present, just as they are described in the Shastras. When you read Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, you'll understand that the emotions and bodily, mental symptoms of the material world, they're just refuse compared to the emotions and symptoms of life in the spiritual world. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, the chief assistants in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remained with him both day and night. One day, Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. Any of you ever done that? Please rise and take your Mahaprasad, Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasad, and how can I neglect it? Saying this, he offered his prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion and ate it. Purport. Mahaprasad is non-different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasad, one should honor it. It is said here, Kalila Vandam, he offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasad, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasad a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna bara dayamoy kare bare jivajoy saprasad anadila bhai. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of foods and offers the food back to the devotees, so that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasad, he makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with Mahaprasada. Did I ever tell you when I was reading the books at home, thinking of becoming Krishna conscious, but I wouldn't go to the temple? Did I ever tell you why I didn't want to offer my food? I think I mentioned it in Australia. Yes. Well, I read in the books that, you know, a devotee offers the food to Krishna and then takes the remnants. So I thought that means you cook up a big dinner and you take all the pots and you throw the food away and whatever remnants are clinging to the pot, that's what you eat. So I thought, this is very impractical and foolish. Because, you know, remnants, you know. Remnants means what's left over after you throw everything away. Being precise in the use of English language, you know. Take the remnants. It doesn't make sense. You cook up everything, throw it all out. Yeah, you cook it. You see, you cook it, you offer it to Krishna, and then you throw it all away. And then you take the remnants, whatever's clinging to the pot. I thought that was, you know, the literal translation. Does it make sense? Yeah. Everyone's looking at me. Yeah, that's what I thought. Remnants. What remains after you throw everything else away? I figured you offer it to Krishna, and you can't eat it, because you offer it to Krishna. So you offer it to Krishna, you throw it away, and whatever remnants are clinging to the pot, so you take. So forget it, I'm not doing this. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired from him, Haridas, are you well? Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas Thakur replied, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. Purport. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna conscious movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum so that the Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted and chanted loudly so that one can hear himself and others. The Lord said, now that you have become old, you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regular principles very strictly. Purport. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regular principles. Thakur Haridas was the living example of how to follow the regular principles. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Sad Goswami Ashtaka, prayers to the six Goswamis, it is stated, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Ganana Tibi Kalavasani Krito. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regular principles. The first regular principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna mantra loud enough so that he can hear himself, and one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Purport. Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God. By using the words Toma Avatar, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by his own will, and by his will, competent devotees also incarnate to help him in his mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission. The Lord concluded, now, therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Haridas Thakur replied,
"Kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shradhapatra that should have been offered to first-class brahmanas. I ate from it even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters." He's referring here to, you know, the Shraddha ceremony. Yes. After the Shraddha ceremony is performed, when one of your family members passes away, then you're supposed to offer the food, remnants of the food, to brahmanas, first-class brahmanas. So Lord Chaitanya offered it to Haridas Thakur, who was born in the meat-eater family. "I have had one desire for a long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection, all my desires." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me aside." Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, "My Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees, who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes." You're getting a taste of real humility here. "My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? My Lord, you're always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee, but nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation." Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave, but it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The other great departure scene in the Bhagavatam, described in the Bhagavatam, of course, is the departure of Lord of Grandfather Bhishma, laying on the bed of arrows. He also left his body staring at the lotus face of Krishna. So Haridas Thakur wants to give up his body, staring at the lotus face of Lord Chaitanya. He doesn't want to leave the world after Lord Chaitanya. He wants to go before. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his other devotees, came hastily to see Haridas Thakur.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, "My dear Haridas, what is the news?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me." Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Vakreshwara Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Sup Damodar Goswami, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In front of all the great devotees like Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart, and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless. And in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Srup Damodar Goswami informed him of other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Vakreshwara Pandit, along with the other devotees, chanted and danced behind him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea, and then declared, "From this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site." Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas Thakur was placed in it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as his silken ropes, sandalwood pulp, food, and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting, and Vakreshwara Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hands, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." They covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform. And as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. After Sankirtan,
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Sinhadwara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Sinhadwara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasad from all the shopkeepers there. You see, after food is offered to Lord Jagannath, like 56 or 52 or 56 times a day, they have huge offerings to Lord Jagannath. And then the prasad, the Mahaprasad, is given to shopkeepers right outside the temple, and they sell it to the public. I am begging prasad for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur, the Lord said. Please give me alms. See, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a beggar. Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasad, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. However, Supdamodar stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Supdamodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Supdamodar said to all the shopkeepers, deliver to me four palmfuls of prasad from each and every item. In this way, varieties of prasad were collected, then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants. Supdamodar, he's Lord Chaitanya's personal secretary and confidential devotee, he's just making sure the Lord's desires go on, they're accomplished in an orderly way. Because Lord Chaitanya spread his cloth and said, I'm begging prasad for Haridas Thakur, and all the shopkeepers were coming forward with, you know, massive amounts of prasad. So Supdamodar, he decided Lord Chaitanya is too ecstatic. I'll send him with some servants to his house, and I'll just arrange that each shopkeeper bring four palmfuls of different varieties of prasad, and this way things will go on nicely. Prasad taking is very important in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There, you can go through whole chapters describing different varieties of prasad. And how the devotees are relishing the different kinds of prasad. My favorite. Although I don't think I've never tasted it. Although someone said they would. My favorite. Many devotees' favorites when the Chaitanya Charitamrita came out first week. We always read of sweet rice mixed with ghee. We always wonder what that was like. It's considered a very opulent preparation, sweet rice mixed with ghee. Not only did Supdamodar Goswami bring prasad, but Vaninath Patanayaka, as well as Kashi Mishra, sent large quantities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasad, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. Supdamodar Goswami. Well, this is light stuff for Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is a very mild prasad pastime. Supdamodar Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please sit down and watch. With these men to help me, I shall distribute the prasad. The four men, Sarupa, Jagannanda, Kashishra, and Shankara, distributed the prasad continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not accept the prasad as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kashi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord for lunch. Therefore, Kashi Mishra personally went there and delivered prasad to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. With Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted the prasad. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas. Everyone was filled up to the neck because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more, give them more.
So if you want to taste some of these pastimes, then you have to make very exquisite prasad. That means with great love and devotion. After all the devotees finished accepting prasad and had washed their hands and mouths, you all do that after prasad, you wash your hands and mouths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pole. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Sri Haridas Thakur's passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasad will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desires, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. You know how Bhishmadeva got that benediction to die whenever he wanted to. Because his father wanted to marry one lady. His father was a big Kshatriya king. What's his name? Maharaj Santanu. Who did he want to marry? Was it Shakuntala or someone else? Something I forget the name. Not Shakuntala, something, some other. Huh? Maybe, yes. So, she was the daughter of a fisherman. She was exquisitely beautiful. So, the fisherman, he said, well, if you marry my daughter, her son won't be king because you already have a son, Bhishma. So Bhishma heard that his father was not being able to marry the woman of his choice because the father of the bride was worried that Bhishma would be king, not her son that would come in the future. So Bhishma said, okay, I won't be king. I promise, I vow, I will not become the king. So that will clear the way for the marriage. But then the fisherman father of the bride-to-be said, okay, you promise you won't be king, but you'll get married and your son will be king. That's the way it works. So then Bhishma made such a monumental declaration. He said, not only will I not become king, but also I won't marry. Therefore, there'll be no son to contest the throne. So her son will have to be king. This for a Kshatriya to say, I'll never marry and be celibate? This is like such an extraordinary thing that when Vishnudev made this vow, the demigods were showering flowers from the heavenly planets. So for that vow, Vishnudev got the benediction that he would not die unless he wanted to die. Bhishmadev, he's born from his father and Ganga Devi, the river Ganges personified. His father, once again Maharaj Santanu, this is before, he wanted to marry Ganga Devi. And she said, no problems, you can marry me. Just a little stipulation in the contract. Any children that are born of our union, you just have to throw in the Ganges. Then I'll marry you. Just agree to that, and we'll marry. So, of course, as described before, probably Prabhupada tells the story.
showing how material desires can just sweep you away. So she said like that, just throw all the children that are born of us into the Ganges. You want to marry me? So what was Mara Santana's reaction? Throw all the children in the Ganges? Sure. Come on, let's go. No worries. Let's just get together. That was reaction. That's showing you the power of the male-female combination. Just throw everything to the wind. Never mind. Let's get it together. Throw all the children in the Ganges. I don't care. Got to be with you. So he did that, but when Bhishma was born, he couldn't do it. So Ganga Devi left him. And that's how Bhishma Devi was not thrown into the Ganges. Haridas Thakur, this is Lord Chaitanya speaking. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say, all glories to Haridas Thakur, and chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. Everyone began to chant, all glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. This is not material happiness and distress. There's no such thing in the spiritual world but to speak of in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the spiritual world, happiness and distress are both sources of pure bliss. In the material world, happiness and distress, they're composed of subtle matter, and they're both a source of distress. You may call it happiness or distress, but it's all distress. Thus I have spoken. This is Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami speaking now. Thus I have spoken about the vicious, thus I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. So the purport Prabhupada describes how the tomb of Haridas Thakur is still there, still existing. He talks about the festival performed every year on that disappearance day. Quotes a verse from the Bhakti Ratna, the Bhakti Ratnakar, which describes Srinivas Thakur approaching the tomb of Haridas Thakur. Srinivas Thakur quickly ran to the seashore. When he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, he immediately fell down offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees present there pacified him with very sweet and affectionate words. And Srinivas again offered his obeisances to the tomb. Hearing of the separation that Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur makes one's heart melt. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away, and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is towards his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. At the last stage of Haridas Thakur's life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his body, gave him his company, and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap and personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, he personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Purport. Haridas Thakur is mentioned here as the most learned scholar, Padma Vidvan. Actually, the most important science to know is the science of getting out of the clutches of material existence. Anyone who knows this science must be considered the greatest learned person. Anyone who knows the temporary situation of this material world and is expert in achieving a permanent situation in the spiritual world, who knows that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is beyond the jurisdiction of our experimental knowledge, is understood to be the most learned scholar. Haridas Thakur knew this science perfectly. Therefore, he is described in this connection as Padma Vidvan. He personally preached the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is approved by the revealed scriptures. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, Iti Pumsarpita Vishna Bhaktishchennavalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavat Yadha Tanmanye Ditamuttamam. There are 9 processes of devotional service to Krishna, the most important being Shravanam Kirtanam, hearing and chanting. Haridas Thakur knew this science very well, and he can therefore be technically called Sarva Shastra Diti. Anyone who has learned the essence of all the Vedic scripture is to be known as a first-class educated person with full knowledge of all Shastra. Translation. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then we have the famous verse that ends every chapter in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Rupa Raghunath Pade Yaras Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anchalila, 11th chapter, describing the passing of Haridas Thakur.
So any questions?
No, he was not formally a sannyasi.
Because I heard you saying that after his death, he was not cremated, his body was buried.
Because he is a great devotee. The bodies of great devotees, even if they're not sannyasis, they're not burned. But Speaker Haridas Thakur is personal associate of Lord Chaitanya. So Haridas Thakur shatters all caste and material considerations. He's from a meat eater family, Mohammedan family, yet he is the Namacharya, the preceptor of all we name. How many rounds would he chant today? Anyone knows? 192 rounds a day he would chant. Of course, there's the other pastime we could read of the prostitute coming to tempt Haridas Thakur, and he would just say, okay, yes, I will enjoy with you after I finish my rounds. But he would never finish his rounds. She kept being impatient. I'm sorry, just wait a little while longer, I'm almost finished. She'd just sit around waiting for him to chant, finish chanting.
finally, she had been watching him chant for so long and listening, all of a sudden she started chanting too. So that way she became a first-class Vaishnavi. She was sent by one envious Mohammedan landowner to seduce Haridas Thakur to make him fall down, that way discredit him. So she was quite confident, oh, no worry. She told him, in 3 days he'll be mine. But she told him, don't. The man told her, look, you make him fall down and then immediately let us know, the police will come swooping in. Because in those days it was a crime for someone to present themselves as being a sadhu, a saint, and meanwhile be doing abominable activities. So the Mohammedan envious guy said, look, you make him fall down, and when that time comes, give us a call, we'll come in with the police, it'll be a big scene, he'll be finished. So she said, oh, just don't come right away, let me enjoy with him for a few days, and then you can do whatever you like. But Haridas Thakur kept telling her, yes, your proposal is nice, but I haven't finished my rounds. After I finish my rounds, I'm really enjoying. Just sit there, let me chant. It'll be alright, I promise you. So she would just sit there, waiting and waiting and watching and listening. And unbeknownst to her, the pure chanting of Haridas Thakur took over her. And so she started imitating. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then there's another account in Chaitanya Charitamrita about Maya Devi personified coming to tempt Haridas Thakur. The material energy personified, illusion personified. She's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as exhibiting bewildering feminine postures that would destroy the mind of Lord Brahma. But still Haridas Thakur kept chanting. So we should know that, although we're not Haridas Thakur, still it is true the chanting of Hare Krishna can protect us from the greatest calamities and temptations.